Because it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Rumors, robot, the constant consumer. So I've been robbed of a future. Stepping stones, better get with the go. But it turned into sinking stones. Thinking if this thing ain't rigmarole, been known as shit on opponents. Live for the moment, ripping the bone to the coffin choke. And then I rip that bone some more. I'm off the quoted and thought provoking with the raw emotion, all foggy notion. Put a stop to the ignorance and the cognitive dissonance and the subconsciously obnoxious talk shit. Get dropped in an instant, bitch.
So fuck, I'm just doing things that Chris Crespo can't do.
Also,
I got it. What am I supposed to do, Chris? Am I supposed to not mention it?
What?
I feel like it is the elephant in the room every time.
Yeah. Not mention what? I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, besides that. I mean, I was just waiting for that.
Yeah.
This is Palmer Squares. Love the Palmer Squares. Big fan to these guys. Also, they've been on the Legion of Skanks podcast. Somebody DM'd me and they were like, dude, why do you never play the Palmer Squares if you start off a fucking show with a song every week? And I was like, you know, good point. Good point, fuckface. And I blocked them, but I took the suggestion.
Yeah. No, it's funny. As you were getting like the volume and you were looking like, you were looking at Chris. I couldn't tell if you were adjusting the volume or looking at his hands trying to figure it out.
Well, look, it is sort of like I'm like, I did take DMT 7 minutes ago. So...
What do Chris's hands look like when on DMT?
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he's got 10 fingers on each hand. It looks like he's overly capable.
It's like that scene in Dumbo when Dumbo gets high or something like that or gets drunk.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa.
Dumbo gets high?
Yeah, what happens? Pull up the Dumbo high scene.
I think Dumbo gets
scene.
Drunk. Doesn't he drink a barrel of beer?
Maybe. Yeah, we'll pull up the scene after this in a moment.
It's the Elephants on Parade, right?
Yeah.
That's one of those.
No, that's a Rage Against the Machine song. You are stupid, Zach. Thank you.
I think so.
Listen, we got a great show planned tonight. Let's get the fucking plugs out of the motherfucking way. Everybody hates plugs, but listen now, guys. It's a big deal. We do the plugs because, you know, this. We do these podcasts. You can listen for free, watch for free. Just let it. Just come to our shows. Go support our shit. This is just take a moment and enjoy the plug. Don't fast forward like a jerk. Enjoy the Palmer Squares in the background, you fucking assholes. Matt Maron, what do you have coming up, my friend?
We got Comedy Fight Club every Sunday night. It's the live show at Lucky Jack's starting at 9:30. And starting this week, we're now on the Gas Digital Network streaming every Tuesday at 10:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And last week was our anniversary show. Main event was a championship fight with Dan Wicks challenging our champion Drew Drevyenko. We had Sean Finnerty, who's done Roast Masters a bunch, Chloe McGovern, Yoshiko Watson, a bunch of Catherine Zinni.
My heart belongs to Chloe McGovern.
Yeah. A bunch of people who came out of Fight Club who like have made a big splash at Roast Master on the show. Next week, people who are listening live. Every week we've got a lot. We have Jill Wiener in the main event this week against Dan Abraham.
You're naming a bunch of people that nobody give a fuck about. What you got to do is you got to come out and be like, listen to me, we're going to kill a Jew.
Yeah. Well, this main event is two of the Jewiest looking Jewish people.
And the loser.
The loser
is...
has everyone who's not
killed.
Jewish.
Yeah. You killed, right?
The loser is Jesus.
Chris Crespo.
Yo.
What do you got coming up, man? Anything to plug?
Today at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be at the 5-Spot Bar, and then I'm going to roast Anthony Passeretti on Saturday in the Fifth Borough Comedy Club.
Oh, shit. Fifth Borough. I'm doing that tonight, actually.
Yeah.
I'm doing Fifth Borough
it's
Comedy
great.
Festival. What's the name of the venue? It's in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Borough. How do you spell the hashtag's gonna be tough.
Fifth Borough.
You misspelled borough like I did.
Let me see. Hold on. I want to plug it because these guys
Spanish for donkey.
These guys are awesome. Zach, while I look this up, why don't you plug your shit?
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. You can see me on September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the NJ Horror Con at the Showboat in Atlantic City.
Yeah, Horror Con.
All right, tonight, look, if you guys are in New York City and you want to come and see me, this is the first time I'm actually running my hour. I'm filming my own special December 2nd here in New York City, but I'm just starting to put it together. The tour is almost booked up. The first night that since I've booked the tour, since I've decided that I'm doing my special, since I booked the date, this is the first night that I'm actually running it. It's going to be tonight, Fifth Borough Comedy Festival, Amendment 18 in Staten Island. If you guys are out in Staten Island watching live, Jenna, are you going to be in Staten Island tonight?
Concert tonight. It's the one time ever someone's going to be in Staten Island that I know.
That's why you said yay. She was like, yay, I don't have to be there. No obligation. What concert are you going to?
Amos Lee.
You're a bitch.
It's my favorite.
You're going to fucking go to Amos Lee over me.
I'm sorry, Lewis. I see you every day.
You're going to go to Amos Lee over me. You feel free to be thee. You look like a tree.
I mean, after hearing that.
You look like a tree.
I feel like I should
female Groot to boot.
All right, now she's going to see you.
Zach, relax. Calm your gas down. Guys,
we all know that that's a clip of your mother dying.
It really is. That's her last words.
Her last words.
Very gassy that day. She had throat cancer, so she wasn't able to speak, but she spoke through fart, Morse code fart.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should have heard her screaming for help. No, Shannon, I'm doing Morse code for help. On her deathbed.
Which was a mattress on the floor, let's face it.
It was her deathbed.
I remember my little brother farting once, and it sounded like, the only comparison I can think of, it sounded like the tone they do after We Are Farmers in those commercials.
That's hilarious.
We are farters.
We are farters.
So, yeah, look, my tour's coming up. I'm going to a lot of different cities. Right now, confirmed, Tampa, San Diego, Atlantic City, Philadelphia, Fairfield, Chicago, Miami, Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon. Yeah, San Francisco's looking good right now. Denver's looking good right now. Boston's looking good right now. Still looking for Seattle. Still looking for Nashville. Still looking for a venue in Detroit. And really any other markets. If you guys want me to come to your home fucking town, guys, I'm going to be posting the dates Wednesday, this Wednesday coming up. In fact, I probably did an ad at the beginning of this show. You probably listened to me do a voiceover, like a pre-roll.
Breaking the fourth wall here.
Yeah, I did that. Shannon, remember how I made you edit in that pre-roll that I'm going to record?
It was a lot of work.
Once the website is done?
Yeah.
GomezComedy.com, not happening anymore. That's it. Yeah, I gotta pay like $100 to GoDaddy just to contact the guy to see if he'll accept an offer of $30.
What? Your website's no longer working?
It expired, and I didn't fucking pay. I have ADD, man. They gotta have some fail safes for people who have ADD.
Just like a reminder, like constant reminders every day that your website's down and you need to renew it.
Yeah, like all right, like I've gotten tickets for like jumping a turnstile before.
Yeah, because of your ADD.
I mean, very recently. Like, just very, and I'll tell you why. It's not because I can't afford to get on the train. I can, but I'm always running late. And I will not be late over not stealing from the MTA. That's crazy.
Right.
That's fuck. Yeah. Are you out of your mind, dog? Yeah. The amount of money that I spend to use your fucking service, okay?
Yeah.
Give me a pass. I'm not a homeless guy. I'm not a kid. Yeah. Okay. You see.
So you do get on the subway like one, apparently.
Yes, I do. But no, look, if fucking the train's coming in, okay? And I have to go get a MetroCard because I buy them weekly because I am garbage. I don't know, you know. I buy them weekly. Fine. Maybe that's my fault.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's say if the train is coming in and I'm running late, I'm breaking the law every single time. And I'm jumping the turnstile and I'm jumping on the fucking train.
One of the greatest things I've seen multiple times is Chris hop turnstiles and cops see him and not do anything.
Well, because he does it head first and there's a tumble. They're like, they're clapping.
They're just impressed.
They just stare at the cuffs like, huh?
No. They break out the cards and they just give me tens. All the way through.
Chris, I do like having you on the show because you're such a good sport about your, you know, disability, I guess.
Being Cuban is, you know.
Yeah, really gross.
Really a tragedy.
It's a disgusting thing.
I know.
Good thing you were born here. You never would have made the swim.
Oh, yeah.
You look like, you actually look like a tire that one of them came here on that was left in the sun for too long.
Yeah.
So, Chris, pop. I'm sorry. It is it's nice because, look, you know, you're a good sport about that. And I think the reality is when you know, it's an more of an extreme example. We need people to kind of like laugh at themselves. It's a very big part of comedy is self-deprecation, right? Mm-hmm. And it gives us the opportunity and ability to go laugh at others and make fun of others. And that's what comics are supposed to do. So I think you being a part of the Comedy Fight Club, and you do, I mean, what the fuck else do people say about you? What's the best joke that somebody said about you that had nothing to do with your arms?
Because
people do it. I'm sure some people go like, fuck, dude, fuck, I'm not going for the arms. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm attacking his fucking lips. And then they lose because fucking everyone's like, why aren't they talking about his fucking arms? But what do you think is the best joke somebody's ever said not about your arms?
Not about my arms. I think with Matt, Matt called me, what was it? What's that Pokemon? Didn't you have a Pokemon thing with me? I looked like a Metapod.
Oh, yeah, I said he looks like Metapod. You'd have to see a picture of the... Look up Metapod. His face and his head. It's just like a giant, like, misshapen rock.
Yeah.
I said his head looks like Metapod.
Yeah. He called me a cactus.
Yeah, that's an arms joke.
That's an arms joke.
There's Metapod. There's Metapod.
Because you're covered in needles.
That's the only thing.
He's got a prickly personality.
Well, I've done jokes about your dad leaving you.
Yeah, you've done that.
Yeah.
But what was the other one? There was another one that somebody else did a joke about me. Fassel Lam had a good one on me about being Cuban, but just racial slurs.
No, it was just you guys may have noticed Chris's disability. He's Cuban.
Yeah, like, one of the things. And then he said something about it's funny that DACA got removed because now he has to go back to infiltrating children's nightmares.
Yeah, that's all arms.
Yeah, that's it's hard to think of good ones that aren't arms jokes.
Yeah, and even like dad jokes. Even dad jokes I've done, it's like, this is what happens when you don't have a dad to tell you not to put your fingers in an electrical socket.
What's the one of the bad guys from the new Avengers movie that like makes everything go like wacky?
Thanos?
No, but it's one of Thanos' other guys. And then like the guy's arms get all long and wobbly or whatever. It looks like that. You fought that guy and lost.
Yeah.
Pull up. What did I say? You pull up
Metapod.
The Metapod. Yeah, no, she had the
something
picture.
Else, the video I had to pull up, didn't I?
Dumbo.
The scene from Dumbo. Here we go. This is when Dumbo. What did he do?
I think he drank.
He's drinking
beer.
Give us some volume.
Yeah, that's it.
Oops-a-daisy.
Yeah, the
he smokes cigarettes in it. He drinks in it.
Well, this was the 30s. This was the 1930s when this movie
He's like
came
a
out.
Child, though.
Yeah.
This is just stuff I never noticed as a kid or just, like, never watched back as an adult, so I just never noticed.
Fella, we may have had a lot of hard luck up till now, which you and me is going to do big things together.
So, that's supposed to be a Jew, right? The rat?
Your mother's going to be so proud of you. Too.
We're being extremely anti-Semitic today. I'm sorry, guys. We're a pro-Israel podcast. We're taking shots at Jews. Guys, we love you. We only make fun of you if we love you. You understand that, you fucking Christ killers?
There it is. You drink.
There he is.
I wonder how Tim Burton's going to do this.
Yeah, they're doing a live-action version of it, right?
If this was real life, the Jew would have made him pay for the beer, though.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they're going to include that stuff because now it's going to kids. They're not going to have them smoke or drink alcohol in front of kids, right?
I mean, there's a lot of like, there's like old Animaniacs things you'll see where they said some like dirty jokes for kids.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Kids wouldn't
well, Animaniacs
have gotten...
was not really for children. It was like, I think Animaniacs was really supposed to be for like 12 year olds
and teenagers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
I watched Cat in the Hat with my son,
the Mike Myers
one. Dog, that one has crazy jokes in it.
Yeah.
Like left and right. Like, you know, he at one point he makes, because, you know, first of all, he stinks. Like my kid, like I want to tell him, I'm like, James, this fucking sucks. What are you doing? And he's just loving every minute of it. Pull up the Cat in the Hat trailer, Shannon, if you can.
Oh, no, not that.
It's bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's really bad. And it's just There's no plot. There's just a series of like scenes where he's just doing silly stuff.
Is it supposed to be for kids?
No.
It's supposed to be for like 9 year olds.
It's supposed to be for children, but they have so many adult jokes that.
You remember this?
Well, I actually saw it with my cousin, my little cousin. And this
Hold
movie
on,
was,
pause it for a second. I want to hear what Chris is saying. Yeah, what were you saying?
I just saw it with my little cousin because he was like a kid at the time and he wanted to watch the movie. And it was so bad. Like, I was just like, this movie's awful.
But then all the jokes are like,
the jokes fall flat.
He calls that a hoe.
Yeah, and he calls it a dirty hoe. And he laughs at it. And I'm just like, okay.
I mean, literally, I'm watching with a 5-year-old. My kid's like, dirty hoe. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be a problem. Gonna be a fucking problem.
It's like that scene in the South Park movie where all the kids start singing Uncle Fucker.
Yeah,
like, yeah, but that movie was funny. Like, yeah. I wouldn't mind.
And it's also that was meant for adults. Right. If a kid is seeing it, like, you know.
I just mean this is meant for
kids.
Right. No, I just mean the idea of like all the kids in the theater saying the dirty thing they hear in the movie. And but it's, you wouldn't expect it when you're seeing Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When you see Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss is for preschoolers.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, this movie, I mean, pull up the trailer, see if they have any, or see if there's even a, while you're looking at the trailer, see if there's like a compilation of dirty jokes from this movie, because there's a lot. It's a lot.
There's like a mutilation joke when he cuts off his tail.
What does he say? Oh, this really hurt Chris.
Oh,
too far. Too far.
No, it was just bland and boring. Like, the jokes didn't even work.
We're going to see that mutilation scene. It's not even a joke. It's just the only scene Chris remembers from the movie.
Go ahead, go.
Wasn't Alec Baldwin in this movie?
Yeah, he plays.
I wanted that kid to die.
The mom's got some fucking tits, too. The whole time the tits are out. The mom's tits.
Yeah, in a children's movie.
That you're always doing the opposite of what I said.
That's fucking. Man had a way of breaking the rules. His sister Sally had
There's
a way
Dakota Fanning.
Of forcing them.
I hope you're going to ground him.
Yes, Sally, for a week.
But today.
Hi, Mrs. Kwan. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
No one sets foot in the living room or else.
All that will change.
Who are you?
I'm the Cat in the Hat.
You're Mike Myers.
Hairball.
Phenomenon.
That measures how fun you are. You guys are both out of whack. You're a control freak and you're a rule.
I also didn't know the Cat in the Hat was like the fucking nebbishy New York Jew.
Come on, kid, you know you want to. Stop this right now!
The fish is talking.
But is he saying anything?
No, not really.
See, kids, I told you we could have fun.
This is why I don't have children.
All right, we got it.
This is the best parts, too.
Yeah, this is the best parts of the movie. This is, it's so bad. And my son fucking loves it. And when he gets into a movie, now he watches it over and over and over again.
Now, the best part of that movie is when the writer hung himself.
Wait, did the writer really hang himself?
No, I wish.
Be a great ending to that saga.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like our show. Hand Jobs is meant for children also.
Yeah, it is.
Is there any compilation of dirty jokes in that movie or no? Inappropriate jokes?
There's gotta be. There's a lot of shit on YouTube.
Even inappropriate jokes from like children's movies or cartoons, because there's a lot out there, and you have to, you know, I'm not like freaking out about it. I think my son is going to be around me, and you know, he's going to eventually want to look up the shit that his dad does on the internet, you know, and he's going to see it, and you know, we say really fucked up shit. So, you know, we made a cartoon, me and Ralph, this project we're working on, and I showed my son like one of the episodes. One of the episodes is Ralph, can we show some of that or no? Ask him.
That's good. If I have a kid one day, I'm gonna have to explain to them why I abused my handicapped best friend for entertainment.
Yeah.
So will Chris.
That is true. I've abused this retard more. It's sad.
That was one of my favorite jokes Chris ever said about me. We did a roast battle, and he said, I only get laid because I tell people Matt's my retarded friend I take care of.
It's very true.
Jen, I just forwarded you the cartoons. Put on the one called Nephew Test. And this isn't by any means finished, but we're working on a project,
Wait, it's still not done? Like the end?
No, it's no. Oh. These segments are sort of done. The sounds are done on them, but I'll show you kind of what I'm showing my kid and give you guys a little bit of a sneak preview as to some of the stuff we're doing.
Ooh.
Always working on little stuff. So, but I show this to my son. His mom is furious. By the way, furious. Tell me if she. I think this is pretty fucking tame.
You ever wonder if we're alone in the universe? I was up all night thinking about that.
I've got deep thoughts like that sometimes.
Like I was thinking the other day, what if there were alternate dimensions where there were other Lou's?
That is deep.
And then we all get together and scratch each other's balls because we're the only ones who really know how to do it right.
I almost thought we were connecting.
Hey guys, me and Mrs. Stanley are going away for the weekend to a nudist colony to try to save what's left of our marriage and, well, anyway, my nephew Ryan is going to take care of you guys. Isn't that right, Ryan?
For sure, Uncle Rob. I just love doggies. We're going to have the best time. The best time.
I don't think we're going to have the best time, Lou. This kid freaks me out.
Everything freaks you out. You're still terrified of vacuum cleaners.
That is a justifiable fear.
So,
okay, now that Sad...
Zach,
Uncle Rob.
It's fucking stupid. But whatever, regardless. That's sort of, I guess it looks really bad when it's kind of out of context what it's going to be.
Was she upset that you showed that to you? You just said scratch our balls or?
Scratch our balls. He ends up saying.
Nudist colony to save our marriage.
Ralph's dog calls my dog an asshole in one of the next scenes coming up.
Ooh, an asshole.
Yeah. It's like literally like that type of stuff. Yeah. So she's fucking livid that I'm exposing my child to this type of language.
Yeah.
Has your son come home with any stories from school yet of things other kids said?
No, he's only been in school for a week, though. And he's, they're kindergarten. They're not like... I actually had a weird thing with him this morning. I drop him off, and his teacher... Shannon, maybe you can give me some motherly advice. Or look, see if there's anything on the internet as well. Instead of being a mom, just be a fucking secretary. I'd like that. Can I get some secretarial advice? I bet you give me some fucking expert opinions. I don't need your opinion on parenting, Shannon. Actually, before you look up the expert opinion, tell me what you would do.
Okay.
And then we'll look up the expert opinion. We'll find out what Harrington will do. We'll find out what all will do. And then we'll see what they tell you to do. Okay? So my son this morning raped a little girl. Yeah, it's fucked up. I know. It's crazy. Now, for me, I high-fived him.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the appropriate measure.
I'd do it. I don't know if Chris would. Yeah.
I'd be like too slow.
It's like, are you giving me a thumbs sideways?
Yeah. No, this is definitely a thumbs up.
So
this is where I really hope my kid has like the same disability as me.
I really hope Matt's kid has the same disability as you. I know. His wife has some explaining to do.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Is like he has a kid with no arms and I have a retard child.
Who's the real mother here?
Yeah. Is there a chance that your kid can come out with that disability?
No.
No
but
chance.
It would be great. It would be really great.
Probably, I would assume, the same chance that you came out with it. So there is a minuscule
100% chance.
Yes.
Well, it could
he's
be
sitting here.
There could be a chance if I treated my wife like a shake and bake, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to have to get pretty inside to do that.
Well, yeah. I'm not assaulting her. I'm just trying to shake weight her. I'm exercising.
All of Chris's boxing is dirty boxing.
So, I'm using elbows.
Is that something that a girl has asked, though, before?
Numerous times.
Like, hey, if we have a kid.
Yeah, the only one that didn't say it was one of my exes that was a nurse. She was like, yeah, it's stupid. You would never. But every other girl said that caution, which I always thought was funny because I was like, well, if you want a kid, wouldn't you want something that looks like the person, like, almost like you're dating?
No.
Not exactly
they
like
date
100%.
You in spite of that. You know that, right? I'm not being an asshole. They're not like, oh, shit, dude, the fucking perfect man.
No, but I was.
When
I
was
a
little girl,
when
I was four, you know, they showed Prince Charming, and I was like, you know what? Those arms are just too straight.
I just imagine walking down the aisle and not being able to hold his hands as we say our vows.
Exactly. That's what I fucking want.
Have a man. He's perfect. 3.5 fingers, 10 toes. Just what a mother wants.
Being handed off.
You don't have 10 toes?
Nope.
No.
Your feet are fucked up too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a close up of them in the last Handjobs episode. He was a lifeguard, so he's at the swimming pool with no shoes on, and we have a close up on his feet.
How bad are your feet?
Pretty bad. They make my arms look sexy.
No.
Yeah.
Your feet are fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we might have to see his feet. You don't have to show them on the show, but I would love.
I mean, we can pull up the YouTube clip and if they
pull,
can get
to the great, great
there's
a show. Matt Maron, you fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
I love you.
Of course.
He's a fucking man.
Pull up the show.
Which episode did we see his feet?
It was a lifeguard.
So yeah, go to that clip where we see his feet. I would love to see these fucking.
It's in the nuggets. Middle of the episode, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My cat. I talked about this before on the show.
My cat had
kittens.
Aww.
With her son.
And oh Jesus!
The cat's feet came out all fucked up.
Yeah.
And she just didn't feed them. She was like, "I'm not fucking." She let them all die.
This is a lost thing.
Nature. The way nature. So you know. In spite of this, your mother let you live.
Yeah.
Nature would have told her, like, you know what? This one doesn't make it.
There's a picture Chris put up of, like, him and his two brothers when they were kids, and there's just, like, three kids. One of them has no hands. I remember I just commented, which one are you?
Yeah, we were all fishing.
Yeah. Well, they were fishing.
Yeah, you were playing the fish. Yeah, hook coming out of your face. What was I saying before we got into
this? We were asking advice. Because you said something this morning.
Something happened with you and your kid this morning.
Dog, I get A-D fucking D. So, my son...
Especially hard because he's trying to do a story and then, like, literally 10 seconds to his thought, he's like, oh, shit, his hands!
All right, we'll go to this in a second.
Hold on.
A little earlier in the episode when we have like an actual close up on them.
Yeah, yeah. And then
it's when I'm choking Matt with CPR.
Also, we'll go to it in a second. Let me finish the one thing, then we'll go to that. Okay. So, all right, this is what happened with my son. So, I brought my son into school today, and his teacher told me, like, I bring him in, and I started. I guess James. That's right. James saw a picture of the teacher with her daughter. She has her own daughter. And he goes, Dada, my teacher's also a mom. My teacher's also a mama. I was like, oh, that's very cool. It's a very cute baby, right? He was like, yeah. And then the teacher's there, like, greeting everybody. And she's like, oh, yeah, he also told me that his mom's a teacher. Is that true? And then I was like, no, it's not true. And she was like, yeah, she told me he teaches the third grade. And I was like, no, his mom's not a fucking teacher. So then... It was just a bizarre thing. And then I look at him, he was like, and he almost got embarrassed. And he was like, I was just kidding. Like, he was like playing a joke.
Got caught in a lie.
But it was such a bizarre, like, there's nothing, you know, I don't, there's no reason for him to lie about that.
Maybe he likes the teacher and just wanted to seem
to relate in some way, but there's no reason to lie. And it was just, in a weird way, just kind of alarming. And it was this problem that I never thought I'd deal with in life or have to think about in life. And you start to be concerned of, like, well, why is he lying? Now can I trust what he's saying? Like, is he telling stories? What is, like, is there some sort of fucking...
It all
comes down to who's touching my kid.
Yes.
So today, we're going to explore. But that's why I brought you both here. You're both the number one and number two suspects.
Right. I don't know. Maybe just trying to sound cool. Like, it seems like a cool thing to say his mom's a teacher. I lied to sound cooler when I was in second grade. I remember my parents caught me in it. Every kid was talking about where they were going on vacation. Mm. And I grew up in kind of an upper middle class area, but I was middle class.
You were poor, yeah.
So, not really. I wasn't poor. I was just less, like, I was middle class.
You were poor.
Yeah.
What an uninteresting perspective on the world.
Yes.
Middle class.
Yeah.
It was just okay for me. Good, continue.
Yeah, but yeah, every other kid was talking about where they were going on vacation. I had, like, never been on a plane even. Every other kid was flying to Europe or doing all this stuff. And I just, the most interesting place I could think of, I just told the teacher and the class I was going to India. Wow. I was in, like, first grade. I remember my parents went to parent-teacher conference, and the teacher was like, I heard you guys are going to India. My parents weren't mad at me. They were mad that the teacher was dumb enough to believe that I was going to India.
Look, you did smell like curry when you were in elementary school. So, yeah, I would lie, too. I would lie as a kid as well. Like, just about, like, you just lie...
Kids do it.
I don't think it's about seeming cool. Like, for him, I don't think it's like, oh my god, my mom's a teacher. It's a cool, like, cooler thing, you know? It's just fucking bizarre. And it just kind of, it was like almost like a little bit of a weird red flag. Do you guys think I have a reason to be alarmed?
No.
Doesn't sound like a real ass dude.
Yeah.
I think like a fake ass dude. If it's his first week of school, like, maybe he's nervous and doesn't know how to answer questions.
But kids lie about a lot of things all the time.
Should I hit him?
No. He's.
I'm a peaceful parent, but now I'm starting to think maybe I'm starting to rethink it.
He maybe this just.
Well, he's going to tell people whatever he wants anyway.
Yeah, see, he's probably telling people that I'm fucking raping him.
Yeah.
So I better start doing something at least so
he has
I can have that experience.
Yeah.
You know?
So he has an interesting true story to tell.
Shannon, what do you think I should do here? Shannon's masturbating. It's weird. No, Shannon, stop rubbing your pussy to my child, you freak. Sorry, guys. Sorry, audio listeners.
Well, we talk about abusing children, the hornier she gets.
It's true.
honestly, I like my niece, when she was about James's age, also just started telling me a story, and it started to get crazier and crazier. And I'm like, wait a minute, Daniela, did this ever really happen?
Yeah.
And then I realized she just created the whole thing, and I don't know why it was.
Seems like you can't trust kids when they say they've been raped. What do you do? Here's my concern is my kid's going to come to me and be like, yeah, dude, Ralph's been touching me. And what do I do now? Do I fucking throw my business down the drain off of probably a lie? Ralph said it's not a lie.
James learned Russian?
You know, it's fucking, I guess, look, this is the biggest problem that I have with my kid. I have a pretty good.
I think just an honest conversation. You're so good with talking to him like a grown up.
Yeah.
I think you can just be like, why?
Well, I did sort of at the moment. I said, James, I was like, if you're kidding, you have to clarify that you're kidding.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't want to be known as a liar.
Yeah.
You want to be known as a real ass dude.
Right.
Teacher said, excuse me. And I was like, bitch, I'm talking to my fucking kid right now, man to man. If I want a fucking woman's perspective, I'll fucking call you in here, all right? Go fucking make some muffins. That's what they do in kids.
He also said that his father was a famous, successful comedian.
Oh, boy. That's two lies.
Well, I'm just saying that if you're trying to brag about a cool job that your parents have, just tell them what your dad does.
Yeah, or just go aim higher than teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, tell them your mom's a fucking porn star.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or
your mom does something like really, really cool.
You know? Chris was you're not working right now, but Chris is a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I deal with kids all the time.
How old are the kids?
From pre-K all the way up to high school. So I had a wide range of from 4 to like 16-year-olds.
Okay, so 4-year-olds, they just start crying when you walk in. Literally, the boogeyman has walked into the classroom, and their wildest nightmares.
And that was one of my favorite. Yeah, one of my favorite stand-up jokes. One of the first stand-up jokes I ever saw you do was about the classic kids crying when you walked in.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was one.
Because it was in the same class as two kids started crying. Because one's got the other kid that was like, I would imagine the entire.
When my hand goes up, your mouth goes yuck.
No, but I've had only two classes where the kids were upset. One was kindergarten, and they were just crying all the way through, and I didn't have an aide, which was very bad.
He couldn't point at anything. He couldn't pick anything up.
He had to write all the stuff on the chalkboard himself.
Yeah. But you're dealing with 12 4-year-olds that are crying, and it's just like, I don't really care.
The entire day is him trying to pick up a piece of chalk.
Yeah.
And the kids are melting down.
Fuck if you're happy and you know it, never mind.
Pew, pew. Oh, fuck me. Oh, man. That is so fucking funny. And then, did you ever have any like teenagers be fucking real assholes?
Yeah, I've had a ton of teenagers be real assholes.
That's fucked up, because you think at that point they would sort of know better. You know,
no, they don't.
I would like to think
that they don't.
When I was 15, I would not have.
I wouldn't have been a piece of shit. I wouldn't have. I would have had a weird. I'm telling you right now, I would have been fucking pissed off if somebody would have been a piece of shit. I was a dickhead to teachers. Like, there was a teacher, my French teacher. I fucking hated this bitch. She was just a nice old lady. I put thumbtacks on her chair. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to assaulting old women.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I'm saying it is.
We know.
The reality is I would have felt like, I don't know, I had this weird certain sense of empathy for retards.
Yeah.
And
I guess if the teacher was cool and other people were being mean, I'd feel bad. But I remember in junior high school, there was a substitute teacher. He used to turn red when he got angry, so it was a competition to see who could get him the most red.
Yeah.
And he wore these tight shirts, his nipples stuck out. We used to call him Mr. Lobster.
That's hilarious.
And my little brother went
to
the same...
We could also use that for Chris, to be
Yes. My little brother went to the same junior high school as me. The first time he had him as a sub, he said he saw his last name and like had fear in his eyes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I wasn't an asshole like that. I was an asshole, but I had like a weird certain sense of like my own moral code, whatever it was. I remember when I was like 8 or 9 years old, there was just like a mentally handicapped woman, like an old lady. I was at a birthday party, Kenneth Armour's birthday party.
Yeah.
And in the neighborhood, or maybe it was Michael Curran's birthday party. It doesn't matter. There was this old lady that was like a neighbor of this kid, and she would just like sit at her front desk, and like she was handicapped. She was mentally handicapped. And, she was just kind of going, hello, hello, like this she was doing. And all the kids were kind of like running up to the gate and she'd say hello. They'd kind of mock what she'd do and they'd be like, hello. And then they'd run away laughing.
Yeah.
And I just remember kind of like, it broke my heart. Like, I remember thinking at like 8 years old, being like, I walked away and I was like, I'm not going to fucking, I was like, this is a sad old lady. I was like, there's nothing funny about this. But I don't know what it was that made me not that. I wasn't above being an asshole. Like, we used to fucking, Miss Martinez, another French teacher, maybe it was French.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the fucking class. It was tough. We used to fucking throw eggs and macaroni and cheese at her house. This other teacher, we covered her mail. We all got, like, we stole from Target, like probably fucking 20 big bags of gum, like bubble God. Gum, like Bubblicious. And we just all, like, six of us got together and just chewed it. Yeah. Remember on that show, there was a show on Nickelodeon back in the day when we were kids, and it was like a physical challenge type show. There'd be like four teams, and the kids would be in a field. Find out the name of this show. If you say Double Dare, I'll spit at the fucking window. Of course he did. He's fucking sucks. He's mindless. That's the problem.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Got it. That's what it was. Wild and Crazy Kids. One of the challenges, pull up the Wild and Crazy Kids bubblegum challenge. This is one of the things, and it was fucking disgusting.
It was like as many pieces of gum in your mouth as you could.
It was as many pieces of gum. It's like you make a big giant ball, and all these kids are fucking just putting this gum and fucking swapping this. It's so gross. But me and my friends did this with like 1,000 pieces of gum, made a huge giant wad of gum, a gargantuan one, and we just covered her mailbox in it. Just like literally there was mail in it, and we just wrapped the mailbox all in this. So it looked like it was like slimed. So she said, like, dig through our spitty, shitty gum. And, you know.
God damn it.
But if she was retarded.
Yeah, Chris is a teacher, and we're just talking about all the awful things we've done to teachers.
Yeah, also, I mean, what would Chris do? How would Chris possibly get through that gum?
Yeah.
I let the janitor do it.
No, it wasn't. No, it's her house mailbox. Home.
It's in her house mailbox.
Yeah. We used to find their homes.
God damn it.
It was just, you know. And it was just because they were teachers.
Yeah. But if you had a retarded French teacher, you would have raped her.
I would have done something. It wouldn't have been funny.
He'd speak French.
Yeah.
Retarded French.
You'd actually speak French fluently.
Yeah. Bonjour.
What's the worst thing like kids ever done to you? Have you had kids do things to you or just like be scared of you?
Not as bad as what God did to me.
Yes. Yeah.
They're scared that I'm going to repeat that. I had a... What was it? I didn't have many bad, like, overly bad things. There was, like, maybe one or two fights
that I had when to break up. When you were a kid.
No, working.
That he had to break up.
Yeah. No. I had to sort of... Yeah.
Dude, that would be my bit every day with my best friends. Like, dude, let's get into a fight. And then Mr. Crespo try to break us up. This is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Every day I would do that. Every morning.
I remember we were filming.
I literally wait till somebody loses and then drag out the loser. Like, you can't work here now. Just dragging stuff all outside like you lost.
Yeah, I mean, I'll fuck with him like all the time, but I'll do it in public and he'll laugh at it. But other people will see and just think I'm the most evil person in the world.
Oh, yeah.
That episode of What Would You Do?
Yeah, we'll be eating. I'll just pull his food further and further away from him.
I auditioned for that.
What?
I auditioned for that. What would you do?
Yeah, and it would be like, what would you do if somebody was being mean to...
No, it was some woman would take my parking space, like a handicapped parking space. And they're like, she was just being a bitch to me the entire time. And it was like the way the rehearsal was, she was like, I didn't like the producers didn't
really
care. She's just
doing a Tyrannosaurus Rex impression in front of you the whole time?
No. She was just saying like mean things, right?
You see Chris's in the audition. Eye really big in the rear view mirror.
Just the glass.
Yeah, just like
as
that.
As he pounds his nub on the table, the glass.
But and I knew I wasn't going to get the audition because, like, the producers just weren't interested. Mm. So I just had to come up with something. So I called the actress a retard, and she was not happy.
I remember you telling me about that.
You want smoke?
What? Sure, roll it.
Everyone is watching.
That's yours now.
Yeah. That's yours now.
I was... that would have really fucking sucked if you weren't able to... hold a pipe to your face. I said that to you earlier.
Yeah.
We were smoking before the show, and I was like, do you need me to and I think I've smoked with you before, so I think I knew this already, but that, because just from an appearance, it would be like a 50-50 shot if you think he'd be able to do that.
Yeah,
I used to smoke cigarettes before.
Really?
Because I
in
was
in the womb.
My mom was a fan of Marlboro Light. What do you want?
Well, I pounded the table and a screw came out.
Great.
Oh, fuck.
You got to fix that now.
There's a lot of things that, like, people have asked me just because of how friendly I am with Chris, if he's able to do, and most stuff he's just able to do. He's done it his whole life, so.
It's rolling over.
He can't roll a pen across the table, though. See, most of you are able to do. You have, you know, we've talked about other stuff in the show, so I don't repeat the same stuff, Bo. But on the drug side of it, though,
yeah,
you know, you know, there's, I'm sure, what drugs couldn't you do? You couldn't shoot heroin.
I can't do cocaine.
You can't do cocaine.
I have open heart surgery. That'll fuck me up good.
Oh, okay. But that's also sort of all related, like everything from like the heart to the feet. And you know, your backstory was that you your mother was abused. Is that actually the truth? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Abused. And then I had a, what else? My mom was abused during the marriage. And then I don't know, because my mom doesn't, I don't know the entirety facts of what happened when my mom was pregnant with me. I do know that there was a story that I remember that my mom had to sleep on a mattress on the floor when she was pregnant with me because my dad's mom wanted the bedroom. So my pregnant mom had to sleep on a floor while my dad's mom slept on the bed.
So that just seems like probably one of the more mild stories.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, a lot of people
don't
are like,
sleep on the floor if you're pregnant or yeah. Your kid will have no hands.
Holy shit. I took a nap on the floor. I fell asleep. What's going to happen?
No, but like,
was it your dad just beating your mom and then for your two younger brothers just took a 9-month break so they came out normal?
He's like, I'm not going to have another problem. Yeah.
And you still speak to your dad and mom?
Not my dad. My mom I always speak to. My mom's always, you know, around. But my dad, I haven't spoke to my dad since, I want to say 2011, 2012.
Is it because you can't dial numbers?
I talk to this retard all the time.
How long? You only have 10 voice dial options.
No, but like,
Chris was trying to figure out the year and Lewis was just hanging on with this dial joke.
Yeah. I've been sitting on it for a good 45 seconds.
I got it. Wait.
Yeah. No, dude. Look, dude, you're a champ. And I really do appreciate the fact that you have such a good sense of humor about it. We all do, but it's an extreme example. You know what I'm saying? You know, look, I'd like to think that if I had dealt with the same type of, you know, shit that you dealt with, that I would have a very similar type of attitude. And I have that attitude with things in my life, and people say to me all the time, it's like, dude, how can you let people make jokes about your mom who died of a heroin? She like killed herself with heroin. She committed suicide with heroin. Shannon, can we get some? We gotta brighten it up. We're trying to make. In fact, Chris's story is so fucking sad. Can we make this a little funnier or more fun, Shannon?
Let's show a picture of his feet.
We're gonna do that in just a second. But yeah, my mom killed herself with heroin. Committed suicide with heroin.
There you go. There's the funny bone.
Thanks, Shannon. And you know, the way that I deal with it, I've always just, darker shit has always kind of fucking, you know, gotten my juices flowing when it comes to comedy. Thank you. Thank you very much. The audience in studio is very entertained right now.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's some people who, like, I've heard people say they've had a good cry. I've had good laughs. Yeah. And I understand people deal with trauma or bad things differently. But there is also a part of me that's like, if someone's fat and gets offended by a fat joke, like having Chris here, who jokes about his disability, is kind of like,
yeah.
I understand if you're upset about a joke about yourself, but come on, you can't.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
you really do have carte blanche to really do anything you want. Yeah. You know that you're Hispanic, you're fucking, you know, sideshow, and you know,
Andy has no hands.
Yeah, you. I think that you could fucking literally do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. What are they going to say to you?
But I'd rather say something that's funny. That's the thing.
No, yeah, but you can say something funny and whatever you want. You're not playing you're not playing by the same rules as everybody else.
If our like private text conversations ever got out, only I would get in trouble for the stuff we've said to each other.
Because his is just a bunch of buttons mashed together. Yeah. And to decipher his fucking code.
He may have accidentally said this.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What was it? I don't know. A lot of
I was trying to spell tiger.
Nice. I just spell it with an N and two G's.
Tony the Tiger. Trying to say you're my neighbor.
Tony the Tiger was great. Was obviously black, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who did his voice?
Some white guy.
Was it a white guy?
It was a white guy.
How do you know this?
Because the new Christopher Robin movie came out, and they interviewed the guy that did the voice of Pooh and Tigger.
It's Tony the Tiger, not Tigger. We were just talking about Frosted Flakes.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
I confuse my my tigers and whatever.
My tigers and tiggers.
Yeah.
Who did the voice of Tony the Tiger?
Across the top is over the years, the people who have done the voice.
All white guys. Nobody's talked about this.
Thurl Ravencroft looks like he's got some soul in him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess maybe.
That much sugar, you think there would have been a black guy?
Yeah, it sounds like a black guy, right? They're great. Talk about Nikes.
Said it with a hard R.
They're great. So, yeah, dude, it's good, though, that you have that sense of humor about it. You know, I have a sense of humor, but I think you know, it sets an example for people to just shut the fuck up and, you know, deal with their problems. I think that's, like, for you, there's a something there beyond, like, yes, yeah, dude, yeah, it always has to be funny.
But,
go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it didn't matter. I rant. I'm just waiting for somebody to cut me off every show.
No, but, like, I've had people say, like, I had one person say that they were uncomfortable with me using the word cripple, which is really, really funny. In my opinion, it's like,
who said that to you? As a comedian?
No, it wasn't a comic, but it was like
a person in the audience.
Yeah, well, were they
handicapped?
No,
that's crazy.
But that's thank God. But we've had another person get upset.
Oh, yeah,
I emailed.
I talked about this last time I was on a little bit, but yeah,
I emailed this the sign language interpreter for the New York City mayor's office.
Because he wants to be a sign language interpreter for an episode of Hand Jobs. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then she got really offended. And she was like, you need to learn American Sign Language before you can interpret and have at least dexterity in one hand. And I was like, what are you talking
about? She also said you're not a member of
but
the
But I sent her a video of what I look like and do.
Yeah.
I sent her a wrestling video.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, he's clear. Like, there's two options you could have done. You could have said, no, thank you. I'm busy. I work for the mayor's office. But here's some other companies that might be interested.
I think you sent her the video, and your hands are always in the position of the N-word.
Yeah.
So maybe she saw that, and she was like, this guy's fucking.
Because I spell that with a hard R in sign language.
She said he's not a member of the capital D deaf community. Capital D includes interpreters who aren't deaf because they identify with the community. And so as a member of the deaf community, I would be offended if you used it in some kind of humorous way to make fun of it.
Listen to me. Chris wishes he was deaf, so exactly. He deal with all of the shit that he's heard over the years. That'd be the fucking best thing for this kid.
Yeah.
What is, do they have the N-word in sign language, Shannon? Is it out there?
Oh my God.
If I had a good production staff, we would have had that up. We would have had all the dirty words in sign language.
I mean, you need to look up the alphabet in sign language and then just.
I'm not going
to
spell it out for them, okay? I need to say it with a hard fucking.
Is there a different sign for the N-word? Hard R?
No.
No way.
No, that's just I think that's a Crips symbol. I think you're. No, that's not.
That is not.
Is it really?
Is it?
Give me a second or third source. If it's the same way with three sources.
Just someone holding up a picture of a black guy.
No way. That's a fucking N-word in sign language. Doggy. This will be everything I do from now. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to incorporate it into daily life, but I mean, I will just fucking blah, blah.
The N-word in sign language. This is Let's great. See.
Do we have any confirmation on that? What was that?
While Harrington looks it up, I have deaf people teach us bad words.
Let's see. Pull that up.
Oh, shit.
I was just saying, eat a dick most of the time. Yeah, eat a dick. Eat a dick.
A dick.
He's pointing at himself for dick?
Yeah, wait.
No, you eat point the finger up.
Oh, that's kind of good.
Put the pinky up.
Oh, she's fucking I'm hot. Deaf. Time out. Pause it. Go I'm back deaf. To her. Fuck this nerd. She's better than all of your girlfriends.
Yes, she
all
is.
Of your girlfriends. She, I'd give her Shannon's job right now. She can't hear.
Her voice is less annoying.
It's more annoying. If you had to have her speak, it's more annoying.
This is look at her. She is a doll.
She is a fucking beautiful baby doll. Look at her. I like that. That is my type of woman right there.
Deaf?
Yeah.
Underage?
Yeah. Underage.
A deaf child. That's my type of... How old is she? Is she a child? She might be a child.
Because they can't scream for help.
Yeah. That's the problem now. You fucking start talking shit. You see a chick. You react to me. You're like, oh, she's 15. Yeah. I'm dead. Go ahead, go. I'm going to assume she's not 15. Are you
deaf? Yes, I'm deaf.
I'm deaf.
I was born deaf. Some people think I'm hard of hearing because I speak some and I can hear some.
That looks like Zach if he turned evil.
Oh, yes. Oh, of course.
Say the fucking dirty words, you fucking idiots.
Parents, all the time.
Could you teach us some of your favorite insults in sign
language? Oh, God. In sign or in English?
Jesus.
The other ones know not to talk. Like, he doesn't realize.
What the fuck, bitch? You're a piece of shit.
I'm so turned on right now.
Goddamn motherfucker.
Oh, she got a tattoo. She's legal.
What the fuck, you stupid fuck?
Jordan Carlos, time out. Hold on. He gets everything. Are you fucking kidding me? Jordan Carlos booked the fucking deaf guy role.
Yeah. Fuck.
That was better than everyone gave me credit for. Give me a fucking Lewis attack. She had to pause this shit. Give me a fucking Lewis attack. Fire ass joke right there. Joke of the day. Done.
Fucker.
All right, I'm done with this video.
I mean, fuck you.
Yeah,
that's obviously fucked.
It looks like the BuzzFeed video. Chris was in a BuzzFeed video talking about offensive handicap.
It looks like he fed his arms into a buzzsaw.
He hates it though. They made it.
Oh no!
Hold on. It looks like he fed his arms into a buzzsaw. Shannon hit it again.
How long were you sitting on that?
The minute he said BuzzFeed.
I knew it.
Thank you.
I fist bump you, but I'm all the way over here. And I don't want to.
Thank you. And also, you'd have to use your elbow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of these stories.
God damn it.
Let's pull up. I want to see Chris's feet.
We've been holding on to that for so long.
We're 51 minutes into the show. We haven't even touched a single topic. That's, you know,
oh,
it's a good
God.
Show. Let's see. Look at Chris's. First of all, your body is awful. This is what we should be discussing. All right.
I let myself go.
You know,
I get it.
Chris, you got
but
it.
From at, birth. At the, but I get it. All
God,
right.
Yeah, him walking down the stairs here with his, like, croissant feet.
Your body.
It's. Yeah.
Let's say.
It's hard to walk with.
Without shoes.
No, but this is. You see the feet earlier, but yeah.
Yeah, a little earlier. There's
go
a
back,
close
go,
up
go
on
earlier.
The feet before he gives me CPR.
So, do you have a hard time walking without shoes on?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you have shoes, it makes it easier.
It's right. Like walking
a little
stilts.
Earlier before this.
It's little literally
bit, like as soon as it goes to this scene.
Who's this chick?
A little before I walk
Victoria
in.
Victoria Jensen. She's the lifeguard that taught me how to. All
right, yeah, it. Just let it.
Put her up a little.
You're right there.
Whoa. We'll be
learning
today
now, but
I don't
want to
wait.
All right,
well, the test might be a little bit harder than that.
Cool.
All right.
You know, we can't do the archery episode the way we want to now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There it is. There it is. So yeah, dude, it looks like they were in a. You know what? I used to have those pro wrestlers, the big ones when I was a kid. You guys are a little bit younger. How old are you guys?
I'm 30.
No, I'm
28. They're 29. 30. Yeah, you guys are a little bit younger than me. You guys remember the bigger rubber pro wrestlers?
Oh, the stretch dolls? Ones?
They didn't stretch.
No, they're like plush dolls.
No. They were...
Yeah, you're thinking of the Hulk Hogan.
The Wrestle
Jake
Buddies, yeah.
No, I'm talking about they were the wrestling dolls that came out the generation before the little plasticky ones. They were bigger and they were made of rubber, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I would do with them is I would melt their appendages.
Yeah.
And that's what your feet look like.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long way to get there, but yeah. you know what I'm saying.
Sometimes you have to commit to that bit, baby.
It's not a bit. I'm being very literal right now. So your feet, it's harder to walk. Yeah, it's a lot. But once again, we said this before, you're a handsome guy. You're a handsome guy. What would you rather be, Zach or Chris?
Oof.
You can lose weight. No.
Wow.
That's true, but then you still look like fucking Zach, like deflated.
Yeah. He can get prosthetics, I guess.
No, that wouldn't work.
He can get prostitutes.
Yeah.
He has to pay a fucking fee.
No, I feel like most of what makes Zach hideous is fixable.
Yeah, Zach, you do make yourself yourself more hideous.
Yeah, I've committed to the aesthetic.
So fuck you. I feel bad for Chris. I don't feel bad for you.
I didn't ask you to feel bad for me.
Yeah, you did. Every time I look over at you, your eyes are going, please, feel for me, daddy.
No, I'm saying, please stop talking.
Please stop talking. Give me the Zach and Miko Midnight Spook Show. I will never come again to the show. That's Zach's inner monologue. It's a Russian lady.
That was a Russian lady?
Yes, I am a Russian lady. But I lived in Italy for 13 years with a very specific dialect. You guys don't know how to do fucking impressions. That's your problem. You're not actually talented voice actors like I am.
Yeah.
That is Russian-born, 13 years in Italy.
Very specific. Yeah. Not a lot of people doing that specific impression.
Very niche.
Get that skill up and you could be a dog in an unfunny cartoon.
Not for that cartoon will be funny. There's other stuff in it. There's other scenes. It gets funny, guys.
Yeah.
It's like it's
not the cartoon. It's only a piece of something. It's like I can't talk about it.
Chris said it looks like he animated it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Thank you, Guest Attack. Let's talk about some of these topics. Okay.
What's the topic?
Okay. I like this. This is a good one. Apparently, there's something called the vampire facial, and it may have exposed spa clients to HIV, New Mexico health officials say.
Nice.
A fucking vampire facial.
Yeah. That sounds like a sex move.
It sounds fucking hot, first of all.
You vampires bite her on the neck and then come on her face while she's attracted.
You come on her face and then jam a stake to her heart.
Yeah.
I thought that was when you take the Diva cup and then just throw it at her face.
Jesus Christ.
I just imagine a vampire giving a chick a facial.
Yeah.
You know?
Just hovering over the bed.
Yeah. He's like,
shouldn't have invited me in.
Close your eyes.
And perfect daddy has to be out before sunlight.
How many loads should I shoot on her face? One load, two loads, three loads. Yeah, I think a vampire facial. I don't know what it is. I saw a picture of this. What is a vampire facial? First of all, Shannon, can we get some information on it? Maybe get a video. There's always YouTube tutorial videos on what a vampire facial is. I'm sure there is.
Yeah, but yeah.
I know
they definitely have AIDS.
All I saw was that the person's face had blood all over it, which is fucking scary, dog. I don't like blood as it is, okay? I don't like any of that shit.
I like my blood in horror movies.
Yeah.
Is it one of those like new age things like using this kind of blood on your face is good for your skin? I don't know, dude.
If somebody else's blood on your fucking face, suck a dick, dog. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Get your blood away from me. I don't want blood. Blood is gross. Somebody's fucking blood is gross.
You gotta get AIDS like the old-fashioned way. Either needles or unprotected sex.
Would you say sorry one more time?
There's two ways you can get AIDS, like the old-fashioned way, is needles and unprotected sex. This vampire facial.
This is crazy. Vampire facials. So it's needles,
this is the most retarded way to get AIDS.
Unprotected sex, blood transfusions, and vampire facials.
Well, not so much blood transfusions anymore. They cut down on that shit.
Okay, all right. So it's really just unprotected sex.
And needles.
Needles.
Mm-hmm.
They say if you drink like a gallon of somebody's spit with AIDS, you can contract it. So, like, all right. So, it's blood-to-blood contact.
Not much spit. It's more
sex,
blood.
Needles. Drinking a gallon of blood.
Or a gallon of spit.
Or a gallon of spit.
Honest mistake.
Yes. Or cum or breast milk.
Breast milk too. Yeah.
Cum or breast milk. Yeah.
Fuck. All right. Go back. So, but how much breast milk? Even just a sip?
I don't know.
Because there's breast milk bars.
It's bodily fluid.
Think about the time you got AIDS from drinking a woman's breast milk and tell us how much it was.
Well, you said it was a woman's, but it was actually yours. You sick fuck.
What does it say about vampire facials? Let's see.
Okay, so I do have a video, but in general, it's a mixture of microdermabrasion.
Microdermabrasion. I remember that from a commercial.
and then after they do that portion of it, they put a PRP, which is platelet rich plasma.
I know that. Yeah, platelet rich plasma over the skin.
And it stimulates the growth factors in the platelets and stimulate cell turnover.
They do this platelet rich plasma therapy with athletes. They shoot it into their fucking knees and they basically take blood that's like whatever it is. I don't know the technical and the scientific way they do it, but this is like a big thing in the athletic field. And I saw when I was getting cryotherapy, which I ended up doing, the place offered this service. So that's what a vampire facial is a plasma treatment.
You mean the same shit that linebackers get for their knees is what they're doing to their face?
Yeah, dude. They're giving fucking linebackers are getting vampire facials on their knees.
Oh, vampires my like, God.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, they're definitely getting AIDS then. If it's somebody else's.
When the vampires get back together, what'd you do today? I came on a girl's face. What'd you do? I came on a football player's knees.
Tom Brady. Lie there. Take my cum on your knee. You love it. Go ahead.
I don't feel anything.
Oh, amazing.
Awesome. It just feels tickly. It doesn't hurt at all. It just sounds scary and it does not hurt at all.
So, okay. Oh my God, she's bleeding. But hold on, is it her blood or who else's blood? I don't understand.
Harrington says it's your own blood.
But how do you get AIDS from your own blood?
Because they used an AIDS patient, got it, and then they didn't clean the stuff properly?
Probably.
You trusting some... Can I tell you the person... All right, we got it. I don't want to watch it anymore. It's making me sick. I don't trust that anybody... Like, to be the person that does this, I promise you, I will bet you a fucking $1 billion right now that you don't need a college degree to be the person that's doing that shit.
Or is this person even medically trained?
No, I doubt it. I highly fucking doubt it. This is some fucking
twit. That means I could do it.
That you or
that I means
I
could do it.
That's a new episode of Hand Jobs. Chris gives right someone there. A vampire facial.
I just give somebody AIDS.
People like, make mistakes.
Dude, four times?
Even in the medical field, even when people have degrees and go to college for shit, they make mistakes all the time. So some fucking twit, some fucking esthetician idiot. My mom was a fucking beautician. She never even graduated school. These are fucking stupid people. These aren't smart people, okay? You don't have to fuck to be. No offense if there's like any hairdressers listening to this right now going like, oh my God, why would you? Shut up. You're dumb.
Melissa's mom specialized in self-acupuncture.
That was fucked up, dude. That actually hurts, you know? My mom, she was a good woman.
So did Chris's mom.
It's called a suicide attempt.
So you need to be certified to
of
give
course.
The
certification
facial?
Means nothing. It means nothing. You know how easy it is to get certified? You know, easiest to go to fucking hair cutting school? Shut the fuck up.
I mean, I drive. Yeah. So certified means nothing technically.
Yeah. I mean, those certifications are fucking very, you know, it's a scam, to be honest with you. That certification is just so the government gets a piece of the fucking vampire facial pie.
Yeah. I've done security work and like the security guards who have licenses that I've supervised and seen like you just like pay money and take a test that literally anybody could pass.
And
with
is it like
sense.
A state certification? Is it actual? Yeah.
State certification.
It's a fucking, it's just a scam because certain states are like, oh, you have to be certified to be. All it is the government going, no. How can we make more money? Yep. And anything they can do, the state, I saw real estate. Mm. I had to go to real estate school for 2 months. I mean, dog, these are the dumbest people in the world. There's no, you show up and you take what is the equivalent of like a middle school test. Like you're memorizing things like, you know, like just dumb facts. Like you'd memorize like the fucking, you know, the, just like, it's not even like real estate law. It's just, I mean, it's as stupid as it fucking comes. Like I can't even remember any of the dumb shit because it was so pointless to do it. And it was just so that Uncle Sam could take $350 from you.
Yeah.
And everybody that gets into that industry, they take, same thing with hairdresser. You need to get a certification. These are all the dumbest fucking things in the world.
I've like supervised security teams. I've done like NFL games. I do the US Open, the tennis championships every year. And if I just got 10 of my friends instead of 10 of the people that I get from the company, I could probably have an easier time.
If you had 10 friends.
Yes, if I had 10 friends.
I would be surprised.
Chris could be a better security guard than some of the people
Chris
I've worked with.
Four-fifths of
I will
friends.
Fight you. I will fucking fight you. Get behind the line.
So how did this company expose people to HIV blood? What happened here?
I guess they didn't clean their equipment.
Yeah, that's what it is. Is it that they're not disposing of needles and or properly sterilizing between facials?
Well,
we just saw a woman get AIDS.
Well,
That'd be like number one if you're working with needles and people's blood. Number one thing would be clean the needles. You'd think.
Don't. Not if you never went to med school or don't understand how fucking common
I've never
sense
went
work
to med school. I understand you.
No,
wash
it's just
needles
laziness. It's like, you know, you get lazy, dumb fucking 22-year-olds that don't give a fuck, and it's not their business, and there's no accountability, and this is just a job, and their long line of shitty jobs they're gonna have. Yeah, they're not gonna clean shit or throw shit out properly. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. That is, but it's also sort of a bullshit article. Right. So the name of that article was Vampire Facial May Have Exposed Spa Clients to HIV. Yeah, I mean,
so that's hypothetical.
Yeah, it's hypothetical. Like if a person with AIDS came in, you know, I don't know if AIDS patients are getting vampire facials.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're an AIDS patient, you're sort of giving up on the youthful.
Though if I feel like if I had
youthful skin,
if I had AIDS, I'd probably just go to a bunch of places and then just accuse them of having given me AIDS and see how much money I could get in lawsuits.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome. You just walk in and be like, "Can I get a facial?"
Yeah, I just went to Burger
AIDS patients.
I went
fucking
go to Burger King, get a Whopper, and come out. It's like before I ate that Whopper, I didn't have AIDS.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, it's just once again sort of clickbait.
Yeah,
you know.
At all it is.
Everything, you know, whatever.
It, that is just like the dumbest. Like, why? Of all the things to do, rub blood on your face. It's just, no.
It's not even rubbing blood on your face. They like prick your face so it like bleeds. They keep on
pricking. That's what I was wondering. Are they just like removing just enough of a layer of skin that you can see it? But it wasn't like dripping blood or anything.
I think they've replaced the platelets, so maybe they're taking blood from other parts of your body and then injecting it into your face.
Yeah, they extract it first and then put it through a centrifuge machine, which gets out the platelets. And
I know
then
what a fucking centrifuge machine is.
I know you do. Just for the listeners. And then they re-inject that into the face with the microneedles. And then it says this one particular place in Albuquerque, I guess maybe a client complained and it said that if anybody had gotten this procedure done at this one particular spa, that they have unsafe practices recently were identified. So that's what they're talking about.
Okay, well.
Still wouldn't do it.
Good luck to you. I'd be freaking out right now if I was those people. I remember the first time I got an AIDS test, I had fucked two chicks ever and I cried waiting for the results. I literally cried it with anxiety waiting for the results. I was like, this is it. This is it. That fucking whore. Why did I fuck that chick in my mom's Dodge Neon?
Ew, a Dodge Neon?
Yeah, it was gross. Imagine
you probably got AIDS in the Dodge Neon.
On top of you inside of a Dodge Neon. Ugh. That girl made a left when she should have turned right somewhere in her life.
How old was she?
11. I don't know.
Was she deaf?
No, she was 15, maybe. I remember she lied about her age because I was fucking hot around, and I joked around that I guess when I met her, I was in the 10th grade, and then she was in the 9th grade.
Yeah, and she had to be older to seem cool.
Yeah, yeah, and so, she was pretending to be in the 10th grade as well for no reason, and then it was like a year later that I hooked up with her, so we were both...
She wanted.
No, she was in the 10th grade. I was in the 11th grade.
She had to impress you. She wanted to get into that Dodge Neon.
Fuck yeah. Remember, I picked her up at her place. And I had just broken up with my girlfriend. It was like literally a revenge fuck. I was like, I'm going to go hook up with somebody else. And I'd been flirting with this chick for like a year.
Yeah.
Like AOL chat.
Oh, yeah. I remember AOL Instant Messenger was how I like talked to girls back in the day. Yeah.
I mean, very angry old men thought you were a little boy.
Yeah. Yeah. You were both lying.
Yeah. I lied and said I was younger than I was.
Oh, do you still remember your AOL AIM username? Because I remember mine.
Yeah, mine was boring, though. It wasn't a fun one. It was just my initials and my birthday.
Mine was, I don't know what was mine.
Why'd you fucking ask?
I thought I remembered it. I think it was either Shank the Cripple. It was Shank the Cripple, but I don't know if it had a number or not.
Shank the Cripple.
Mine was Ludog VR123.
Nice.
Mine was Melvin Man 5000.
What was it before that, though? Because, that was when I dated this chick. That was her initials. The VR was her initials.
Oh, okay.
And 123 was our beeper codes for I Love You.
Yeah, I knew people who went through different screens. My initials are...
Very rapable.
Yes. My initials are MNM, so I thought I was MNM, and then just the my birthday. But, yeah, I knew people who went through several different screen names.
Yeah. I don't remember what my first one ever was. Yeah, because... Fuck, what was your, Zach? What was your screen name?
Melvin Man 5000.
Oh, it really was. Okay. Yeah.
I do remember, like, one of the popular kids in my elementary school, his was Cool Air 2000, but cool with a K. Hmm. And just remembering that's what the popular kid's screen name was.
And the Nazis.
Yeah.
Shannon, what was your screen name?
Viperous17.
Viperous. Yeah. I'm a Viperous. What type of idiot would fucking pretend to be a snake?
No, it was at the car. I liked the Viper, the car.
Okay.
That's where it came from.
I thought it was a roller coaster. I thought it was like the biggest thing you'd ever done in your life was go to Six Flags with like a boyfriend. You're like, that's it. I love the Viper.
Lewis was on AIM talking to Dodge Neon 17.
So,
you're all Dodge Neon fans.
What happened with Adrian Broner? I don't even know who Adrian Broner is. Who the fuck is Adrian Broner?
He's a boxer.
Yeah. Boxer. Yeah.
Boxer. Really? I host a combat sports podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say. I always mix them. When I hear the names, I think of Adrian Grenier, I think is it. The guy from Entourage.
Ariana Grande.
No. What's the guy's last name?
Pete Davidson's girl.
Adrian something. Starts with a G, I think. He's on Entourage. He has a similar...
Adrian Grenier.
Grenier, yeah.
Yes.
Him and Adrian Broner, I think of the opposite when I hear one of their names.
Yes. So Adrian Broner is a boxer. I don't know who he is. I don't know if he's a good boxer. Is he good?
I don't follow boxing like I used to. So if I know his name, he's probably good.
He's the guy Rocky fought in Rocky Balboa.
So he's an actor.
Wait, he's a real boxer.
No, those are actors. Harrington's a movie. God, Harrington is a fucking dummy, huh? Wow. Dude, you know it's not a documentary, right? What a fool. What a fool. Do me a favor, cut Harrington's mic. He's never allowed to speak on mic again. That was the last straw. You crossed the fucking line this time, dude. We're not stupid. We're not a bunch of stupid fucks. You thought there was 7 documentaries about an Italian boxer who's boxing into his 60s? You also fucking produce an MMA podcast, you fool. It's fucking psychotic. What am I doing here? This is embarrassing.
I don't know. Was he saying the new one in the Rock, like the Rocky one where he's in his 60s?
Just a fucking fool.
The first Rocky is like based on Chuck Wepner.
Harrington, kill yourself, dude.
The Bam Bleeder, I think.
That was Side Chuck note, Wepner. Let me
say
this.
When we play Fortnite, and I talked about how we say fucked up shit to each other. Like me and this black kid and this Jewish kid, we really just... And we say the most fucking horrible things to each other while we play Fortnite, while we're trying to murder each other. We play Playgrounds, which is like, you know, you play with just your friends, you can kill each other, and there's not like 100 other people. And I might have said the most heinous thing I've ever said to anybody yesterday on Fortnite. I was trying to hunt him down, and I was like, I'm going to find you. This is what I said to this black kid. Straight up, like, good guy. Really good guy.
Yeah.
Shout out, Ty. I was like, dude, I'm going to find you. I was like, I'm not even going to kill you. I'm going to capture you, and I'm going to enslave you. Then I'm also going to enslave a young black woman. And then I'm going to make you fuck her in front of me. And then you're going to keep on fucking, you're going to fall in love with her. Then eventually you're going to have a baby. That baby, on her 14th birthday, I'm going to rape her in front of you. And then he disconnected the chat. He literally and then I was like, oh shit, dude, I really took it too far. Are we recording this? What's going on? Are they going to try to kill me now? Are they going to try to ruin my life? And then it turns out he lost internet and he was just laughing. But
he didn't pay the bill.
That's the worst when I've like texted someone something heinous and their phone dies and they don't respond. I'm like, oh my God,
what did
they
do?
Like,
yeah. What did I do?
I just don't respond.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's fine. That's fun if you like. If you think you upset someone, I think someone thinks they may have upset me and I just don't respond, just watch them spiral. And think
Oh, well, people think that sometimes too. They think I get offended by shit.
Yeah.
And I
play it up.
I love to play it up. Yeah. Why not? Why not?
What was the Jewish guy saying the whole time he said this? Just thinking of ways ways to profit.
We just think it's very funny. I don't know. There's something hilarious about being like venomously racist to each other
when you don't mean.
But then Kim comes on. He's like, you know, I'm gonna give you a chick the cock, and she's just giggling and laughing, loving the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. That is. So what happened with Adrian Broner? What happened here, Shannon?
We have the video. He was banned from Uber for terrorizing the Uber driver. This is
Let's
the video.
See. Let's see. Ah! 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 Look who I am. Ah! Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Yeah! Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I didn't have a Zen 13 hours till I land. Oh, he stopped. Oh, shit. He's Mexican. He doesn't want to work. I'm done working for the day.
my vehicle.
We gotta go a little bit further.
I'm sorry, no.
What?
I can't.
Man, what you mean? You be gay?
This is in the city. Is this around?
It's New York. That's it? That's all he did? What?
It's almost as bad as the time he fought Rocky Balboa.
That's nothing.
And he's banned from Uber, the app for life.
Racist.
Well,
have you ever been thrown out of an Uber?
No, that's why they should really only let me take Ubers, because they have, it's a paper trail. I've been thrown out of many yellow cabs. I've gotten shitty with an Uber before, but it wasn't my Uber, I don't think. I've gotten a little bit crazy sometimes. Have you ever seen me be crazy with a cab driver, Shannon?
No, I haven't. I've taken one cab with you to the creek, and you were fine the whole time.
Harrington, have you? No, not into the mic. Say it into Shannon's microphone over her shoulder.
I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous.
Harrington, you work for me for 90 minutes a morning, bitch. Do what I say.
It's been 90 minutes.
Has it been?
No.
No, you showed up late, you fucking bitch.
Damn it. You acted a fool in Boston, yelling at that poor guy outside the hotel in front of fans.
What did I do?
You were just screaming.
Give him the microphone. I want to see what this asshole's saying now.
The guy pulled up. He was like, you know, 2 feet in front of you. He was trying to pull into the part where Uber drivers are supposed to come into, and you're screaming at him, "Why are you driving away from me, fuckface?" And that's really it. That was like the only.
Can I explain to you?
Yeah.
This is how crazy I am with cab drivers. This is how much I hate cab drivers. I really mean this. I'm not even lying about this. Okay. If I put my hand out, ready? If I put my hand out, and they stop in front of me, but the door isn't at me. If it's ahead or behind me, I make a mental strike. Like, oh, really? Okay, cool. This is how we're starting the fucking ride right now.
Yeah.
Literally, and I make it every single fucking time. And it's not so much that I'm going like, oh, well, this guy's dead, right? I'm more or less going like,
when strike the one.
Strike
he's
one.
Got two more.
But it's more, it's let's look at the positive side.
Yeah.
You're getting a ride.
You can hail a cab.
The positive side is that when the driver does stop right in front of me and the door is right at me, I also make a note and I go, all right, driver.
Negative one strike.
Negative one strike.
All right, you know, he's probably going to get a strike, but you know what? We'll start off. He can get one.
I actually forgot about this. For about 2 months, Chris was an Uber driver. Chris, you were driving Uber, right?
For a little bit, yeah. Not even a full 2 months.
I was shocked. Like he told me no one ever said anything when they got in the car and saw the driver had
he
no
was
hands.
So happy when he was like, oh, you're driving a little bit for Uber? I'm like, yeah, for some money here and there. He's like, what are their reactions? I was like, they're fine. He got so mad. He was like, they're fine. They
what was
the
your rating though? You had like a 1-star. They're like, no fucking way. As soon as you pull up,
dude, like, I did it boop. For a month, and then I read the policy again, and I was like, I'm not doing this. You're basically driving, and whatever happens to your car is on you. Uber doesn't pay for it. So I'm like, why am I going to risk a serious problem with my car or damages? And
you wouldn't risk a serious problem with your car when they're risking serious problems with every passenger that gets into your death trap.
Exactly.
You're literally just fucking driving with your forehead.
I drive very well with my forehead. And I've driven drunk before, sir. And I'm still here.
I fucking... that was it? So that's all I did? He was just obnoxious. He's banned from life.
I wouldn't have banned him for life, but you know, maybe like 2 months for being a dick.
A low rating.
Can they
give him a 1-star?
Yeah. Well, you'd see your driver rating, right?
But I didn't even focus on that.
But you looked at it.
What's my rating on Uber right now? Let's see, pull out all your Ubers. What is your rating?
I haven't used my Uber in a while.
I sometimes forget that I'm in an Uber or a Lyft. Shannon, you're pulling up yours? I'm forgetting I'm in an Uber or a Lyft, so sometimes I am a little bit rude or testy with them, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to have a rating.
You're probably so low.
But does anybody, like, are any of these Uber drivers looking at the rating of the passenger?
No. And I mean, I would, it does come up, but you don't really care because you really want the money.
Ooh. Yeah, you're trying to make some cash.
4.81.
4.81 for Zach. How do you find it? Let's see.
That. Click what, that.
The three things?
Yeah.
4.47.
Wow.
It's a little low.
Still not as bad.
I think the average is 4.6.
Yeah, I'm trying
look
to
look up the average, Shannon. I got 4.47. I'm probably below average.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. What's yours, guys?
I'm trying to find it. I know I checked a few months ago and it was like 4.8 something.
Yeah. Shannon, what's yours?
4.78.
Ooh, lower than Zach's.
Great, yeah. Because I go to Staten Island all the time.
Yeah, I was using I've been using Lyft almost exclusively. I had like a crazy charge where the guy didn't turn off the meter. So like he picked me up like 12 midnight.
Dog.
And then the next day I woke up and there was $260 taken out of my account. Yeah. And it was a 10-hour ride that was just going in circles.
At the time, I'm assuming a poor comedian, yeah. No fucking cash in your bank yeah. account. You've overdrafted now. You go
last
fuck
week.
Yourself, dude. Yeah, I was yeah. trying to be nice.
But, you know, I called the bank account, got the charge like... cancel a fraudulent charge. I called Uber, and every time I go to call an Uber now, it says you still have this outstanding $250 charge. So I just only use Lyft now.
Wow.
Because
I used to be able to rip yeah. off Lyft too. If you had no money left in your bank account, you could just call and get like a free Lyft ride.
Yeah.
You would have to pay, right? If you don't have overdraft in your account, which I don't know, I do now, but at the time I didn't have overdraft in my account.
Yeah.
So I could never overdraft. It just fucking declines the charge.
Yeah.
They don't have it now, but Lyft, if you didn't have enough money in your account, they didn't check. You took the ride. So what I would do is if I didn't have enough money in my account, I would just wait to take that Lyft. I always do cash with yellow cabs, and so I had to go to an airport or something. I mean, like a free $60 ride.
Yeah.
You got to pay for it eventually, but...
Right. Still pretty good. Thanks. Is that...
Wait, you would go to the airport? How would you do this?
Well, you would order the ride, but you don't have enough money in your account.
Oh, and then...
Yeah, they take you, and they got to give you the ride, and you got to pay for it later.
Yeah.
That's not really paying. It's not a great scam, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just overdrafting your credit card
basically,
at that point.
You're fucking yourself up. Yeah. Okay, so let's... look, we're going to wrap this one up in just a minute or so. I got to go to a meeting right after this, but let's get some questions going, and it's been a great show so far, boys and ghouls.
Give me a fucking answer! Give me a fucking answer! Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
There it is. Join the conversation via social media. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Luis J. Gomez on Twitter. Minty Chip, King Min Chip on Twitter wants to know, what's the hardest you've ever laughed?
I don't mind.
What
I
is
definitely
it?
Don't mind. I was a maintenance worker every summer at my old high school. After I graduated while I was still in college, I would go back and do like maintenance jobs. And it was me, my friend Rick Murphy, my friend Bayou Satrizno, and this guy Bo Fitzgibbons, who sucked. And we hated him. He was just a fucking jerk off. And it was our job for like a month to remove the ceiling tiles and repaint the ceiling. And he had to do it in the boys' bathroom of the high school. And he took down a ceiling tile. And an ancient pair of shit-filled tighty-whities landed on his face and open mouth. Like some kid shit his pants like in the 80s. And just threw it in the ceiling tile.
Oh my god.
And watching a shit-filled pair of tighty-whities land on this guy I didn't like's face is the happiest I'll ever be.
Oh god.
What about you guys? Hardest you've ever laughed?
The hardest I've ever laughed. We went to my family and I. We went to go horseback riding in this farm, and it was a goat tied to a post. And I went over and I petted the goat, and my little brother went over like to sort of copy like pet the goat as well. And he goes and he pets the goat and he turns around and the goat starts trying to rape him. And it was the funniest thing in the world to me. He's like fighting the goat off and has like a huge erection trying to fuck him.
What about you, Matt?
I can't think of like hardest ever. I'll just say me and Chris. There's other comedians in this group chat I don't want to incriminate, but we have a group chat called Retarded Karaoke where it's just a bunch of comedians sending videos of us singing songs in retard voice.
It's just Matt trying to do American Idol.
It's just us singing songs and the video Chris sent him singing All By Myself with heavy retard voice and watch him swinging back and forth going All By Myself. It's the hardest I can remember laughing recently,
sure.
Nice. Yeah.
The hardest I've ever laughed one of two times. Either the poem on Legion of Skanks when
We did an episode of Legion of Skanks, episode 20. It's available on gasdigitalnetwork.com on demand. All the shows are, by the way. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a free trial. Get a free trial. Go check out all the amazing shows we have here on the network, including brand new shows, Andrew Dice Clay, Subway Creatures, D. Snyder. A lot of incredible shows. Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is Podcasting. So yeah, that Legion of Skanks episode 20. You know, my ex-girlfriend cheated on me, and in a sad sack moment, I wrote her a poem to make her feel bad about everything. And years later, she sent it to me, and I didn't read it in years. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
And first thing I did was I gave it a big joke. I was like, dude, we gotta just read this poem on the show tonight.
Oh god.
And then, I mean, I was crying laughing. Like, ever, it was so fucking embarrassing and so cringy. It's a perfect amount of fucking just. Oof.
Yeah.
That's really hard. And then also the first time I ever smoked weed. That's probably the reason I fell in love with weed. You know, I laughed just so fucking hard. We took those first few hits, like two hits in, I was just fucking rolling on the floor, just laughing with James Meekum, Dave Green. We went to go see System of a Down and Incubus and Mr. Bungle that night at Snowcore. And that was that. That was it. That I never turned back around. It was just such a fun experience. Like, I'd never laughed like that at that time. Yeah, that's probably the funniest things I've ever fucking like laughed at. But I do the funniest podcasts on the planet. I mean, literally on Legion of Skanks, YKWD, Real Ass Podcast. I mean, I've laughed harder on these shows.
On a podcast, the hardest I've ever laughed is when Big J read IV antibiotics as 4 antibiotics.
Oh, it was great.
Oh my god.
I mean, dude, I
made a stink about it. Like making fun of the guy. Oh, it was great.
Wait, you brought an anti-vaxxer here?
No, he's
we're making
IV
fun of a sick kid.
Yeah. Oh. In Roman numerals is 4, so he read it as 4 antibiotics.
He's bad.
God.
Yeah, that was
Chris can only count in Roman numerals.
God damn it, they're knowing everything.
Let's see, what else? Anything else? People asking about Norm MacDonald. Yeah, he's fucking going and trying to save face right now. It's kind of sad. Watching him fucking jump to grovel. Watching the women of The View. Just be like, Norm, shut up. Shut the fuck up. What do we want to do here? You want people to... And I've just given up the Tonight Show, I guess, right? I've just been publicly tweeting you know, that I don't... You know, I don't really give a fuck. To be honest with you, I'm not really designed for the Tonight Show. And if they're going to kick Norm MacDonald off the Tonight Show...
I'm not designed for any show.
Yeah, you're fucking designed to be fucking at the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
American Horror Story. Nice.
There's some shows he's designed for.
There was the actor in American Horror Story that had a similar like affliction. He was a handsome guy, too.
The Freak Show one.
Yeah. Is he like your hero? Is he like your Chappelle?
Chappelle is my Chappelle.
Yeah.
You were saying. Sorry, man.
No big deal. Yeah, but, you know, Norm MacDonald, he's got a Netflix show. He's got people to feed. You know, he's not like...
He's not apologizing for him. He's apologizing for the people that work on the show.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like...
Also, it's like, he said a dumb thing and, like... It was like he misspoke or just said it in like a way he didn't mean. He was on Stern. I heard him talk on Stern, and he was like, when he explained what he said, what he meant, it was like, all right, that was a bad way to phrase it. When you're in an interview, it's Norm MacDonald. He's not supposed to be talking about serious issues. Yeah.
And the reality is, you know, you want to have real conversations with people, and, you know, some people are going to wonder out loud and have a conversation, and you want that. I mean, you fucking want it, especially on like some like. You know, an interview with a comedian, somebody who's supposed to be trying to find funny. It's like, let him fucking play and have fun with it. And you ask him a serious question, he gives you an answer that, you know, the general public doesn't agree with. And then people just fucking like, they tear that down. And you're like, the Tonight Show has literally just said, cool, well, we don't want free thinkers. Yeah. They've said it. By taking that action, taking that standpoint. They said, well, you know what? If you're a comic and you speak out, you know, at all against
the narrative,
the narrative, the general young liberal person narrative, you're fucking done. Every comic is terrified to go and have a real conversation, and that is the antithesis of comedy.
Yeah, there's a lot of comedians I know who won't want to post an idea on Facebook because they're afraid of the backlash of it. It's but crazy. I think it was even almost more like dirty on the reporter's part, because if the reporter had said to him, well, when you say that, it sounds like you're saying this, he probably would have said, oh, my bad, I didn't mean for it to come out that way. But instead, the reporter just thinks, he said this thing, I can print it and people will be mad. They're not trying to like give him the benefit of the doubt. They're trying to bring someone down.
Of course. And they, you know, they have to keep on doing that. And I'm sure they're, here's my favorite person, all the other fake journalists that are spending their days right now combing through everything he's ever done. Because this is it. Like, there's some fucking pussy bitch sitting at a computer right now going through every stand-up bit, every interview, every movie scene, and they're compiling a list of all the fucked up things that Norm said, because it's not done. And this is why Norm has to kind of play like damage control and just go like, yeah, whatever. I mean, you can tell. You can see it. You can see in these interviews that it's paining him. It's not like the pain of like, you remember when, what's his name? Kramer scream the N-word.
Oh yeah, Michael Richards apologized on
Letterman. Yeah,
Michael Richards.
Didn't he apologize in Comedians Getting Cars?
That too.
I didn't see that one, but
one where he's almost in tears on Letterman with Seinfeld.
He's almost in tears, and he's just like, it's a broken man, and that felt more like a legitimate apology. Whereas Norm, it just feels like he seems embarrassed to have to like say the words that he's saying. Because he's just not a very serious guy. When you watch him in interviews and you watch him, he's just like, he seems to always be playing in his mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, and always like, you know, trying to be funny or whatever it is. And I really like Norm MacDonald. I really like,
I think he's the greatest joke writer that is around right now for comedians. He's just, his jokes are phenomenally well written. And it's just, I don't know, like what exactly, like, I don't know the whole story about what happened. But what did Norm do? Like
he basically defended Louis and Roseanne, and he made the point of like, you know, they're victims. You know, yeah, they were victims, but it's like, you know, he just watched Louis and Roseanne lose everything in a day, like everything they had, millions and millions of dollars, all their fans, all their TV deals, lose their careers, and he was basically saying, I guess his version in the interview, he was saying as a fact, like the victims didn't deal with that specific. Affliction.
Well, he was saying that he thinks Louis and Roseanne should talk to each other because they both have a unique perspective where they've dealt with this thing where they've lost everything.
Yes.
And he said the victims don't know what that's like. It came off like he was saying victims may have suffered, but they didn't suffer like that.
I stand by that point, by the way.
In the Stern.
They didn't, doggy. What do you want me to fucking say? They didn't. Valerie Jarrett got called a monkey by a comedian. Boo hoo. Yeah. Boo fucking who? Yeah. Even if it was the most racist, malicious thing in the world. Let's say that's what you want to believe, that Roseanne is a fucking racist, okay? Yeah. And that's what she was calling a black woman a monkey. Fine. Boo fucking who? It's a 6-year-old woman. I'm sure she's dealt with the worst things in her life. Roseanne, this is the worst thing that's ever happened in her life. Losing millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The Louis thing, there's more nuance to it, but... What do you want me to say? Like, adults,
but even
he asked adults if he could jerk off in front of them, and they felt a little uncomfortable. That, if you asked me, do you want to feel uncomfortable sexually versus not being raped, not being fucking held up against my will,
losing everything,
versus losing millions of fucking dollars? I would rather be butt raped in a cell, by the way, me personally, than losing every bit of my business. Right now, I would literally, you get one time, you get raped in a cell, fucking, that's it. Or you lose everything. Zach, what do you choose?
I have so little to lose.
That is true. You're like, you know what? I'll start over.
He does have a lot of butt to be raped, though.
That is true.
No, I have no ass. I have more legs.
Ass is gross.
Yeah.
But that's where me and Zach connect.
The thing is with Roseanne, I had a real issue with, because like she has a history of mental illness. And like on top of that, it's like Disney already knew what they were hiring.
Yes.
So it wasn't like, oh my God, all of a sudden
they exploited it as well. Exactly. They exploited the Trump thing, and they knew she's a right-wing person. They knew that was a whole angle on the show.
That was their whole MO. And then when she finally did do the one thing that everybody knew she was going to do, then it was all of a sudden, oh, I'm shocked.
It's nobody's shocked. And I'm also not shocked they took it away from her. I think she's an idiot for not knowing better.
That's
kind of the way that I felt that way about fucking... Any of these people that have big corporate gigs, okay, just know you're under scrutiny. You need to just use your fucking Twitter for the purpose of getting your fucking dates out, whatever it is.
it's stupidity. And I go, like, I'm not going to feel bad for a rich person that makes a dumb move. Okay, well, fine. You know, she's still in a better position than me.
Right.
I'm deleting
to this
my
day,
Twitter.
By far. Okay, so, yeah, it's just not, I don't feel bad for that. I feel bad for Norm, who, like, you want to have an opinion, you want to have a real conversation. Yeah. The Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement are supposed to create a dialogue.
Yeah.
It's supposed to create a real conversation, which, to be honest with you, that's the positive part of all of it. As a fucking dude who finds myself again and again and again defending guys because guys are just
sexually harassing women.
Because again and again and again, I'm getting away with hurting women.
Yeah.
In many ways.
We need
sexually, physically, emotionally. Shannon, shut the fuck up. Sick of your shit. You're looking all like a scrumptious cookie over there.
We need to talk about it so Lewis better understands how to get away with it.
No, but it does create a dialogue, and it is interesting, and it does make people think, like, oh, fuck, dude, that girl's drunk. I'm not going to fuck her. That's crazy. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. The positive side of it is I think there's a lot less dudes out there that would maybe be shitty that are going to think twice about being shitty now.
And there's more dudes who, if they see a girl who's drunk and see another guy talking to her, may stick around and, like, keep an eye on it to make sure nothing happens.
Join in. I know, you're right. Help.
Join in. Yeah.
You know, that is the positive side of it. So why are you trying to kill the absolute most positive thing out of the Me Too movement? By far, the most positive thing you can fucking do is get everyone to come together and start having real conversations, no matter what side of the coin you're on, right wing, left wing, political, not political, comedians, actors, musicians, everyone's having a conversation and thinking about their actions a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. But then when somebody wants to have a conversation and go, like, all right, let's sit down and have a, like, let's just explore this for a minute. We saw it happen with Kurt Metzger.
Yeah.
That cunt. We saw it happen with him. Like, he did it in an extreme way. But to be honest with you, you should be able to do it in an extreme way. You should be able to have those conversations and look for some sort of common ground and let people figure it out. And it should just be looked at as people doing the right thing.
And trying to find
a person, a high-profile comedian is having a conversation about sexual assault and about, you know, what the moves should be if somebody is assaulted. And as a human being, I don't think you need to be a man or a woman to go, like, oh, well, this is what, no, it's not just a woman. A man can also have an opinion on this. If I have a sister, I have a girlfriend, I have a Shannon, I have women in my life that I love and I respect and that I would never want anything bad to happen to. Okay?
And Shannon.
But also, if somebody says something that's either wrong or not clear, like, ask them to clarify or have a discussion instead of just printing the bad thing so you can play gotcha and get their television
show. Well, also, now what you're doing is you're making people not discuss. And you're not, if you're going to, if you say you want to get people in a room and you want to move the ball down the court, you have to have the discussion. And the truth lies somewhere in the middle of all this stuff. And you're creating more backlash by discouraging a discussion. That's a shame on the Tonight Show for fucking kicking Norm off it. Yeah. Shame on fucking the clickbait article that printed it and you know, took his words and put him out of context that way.
Which didn't ask him to clarify.
Shame on any fucking comic who's coming out and shitting on fucking Norm, because you guys are supposed to be the ones who are telling the truth, you fucking bitches.
Yeah.
And shame on who else? Give me one more. Harrington.
Yeah.
For just being Harrington. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude. Suck a dick. That's the show. God, that was a good little rant at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I've been doing good at, Shannon, lately? I've been good at finding a rant at the end of the show, like a closing thought that's sort of like funny and articulate and brilliant. I'm a really smart person. Follow everyone on Twitter at Zach is not funny, at Lewis J. Gomez, at Crest Posts. Right?
Yep.
At The Matt Maron.
Real Matt Maron.
The Real Matt Maron.
Yeah.
The Real Matt Maron.
Just Real Matt Maron.
Real Matt Maron. Yeah. At I am Shannon Lee at the chin _. That's it, guys. Real Ass Podcast. Friday show in the books. We love you guys. Yay. We will check you guys on Monday with another show. Oh, I gotta go.
Yep.
Adios, good riddance, fuck you! I'm reading the end of it, and that's all, folks.